Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of informing and motivating listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 5 regional stations, as well as 4 additional stations in Virginia. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. We sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support of any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support us in this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale.
Go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donate button or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the new woke standards and cancel culture. It seems to permeate society today and everything that's said and done, even to the point now that they are canceling some of Dr. Seuss's books, saying that they are insensitive and they're racist and they're gender exclusive. And Mr. Potato Head, Mr. and Miss Potato Head, now is canceled. It's just Potato Heads rather than Mr. and Mrs., because you cannot have in society today gender exclusivity. God must have created several genders. However, the Bible says in Genesis 1:27, he created male and female, created he them. And God didn't make a mistake, ladies and gentlemen. We find in the Biden administration today, he's already signed, I believe, some 4 dozen plus executive orders, all of which are undermining, tearing down, and destroying our Bill of Rights in some fashion. And it's literally eviscerating the foundations upon which America is built. Today, ladies and gentlemen, the Biden administration, through those executive orders, is absolutely on the fast track of destroying our national sovereignty. He is using his unfettered power as president of the United States of America to allow illegal immigration to come in. In fact, I'm told that as he continues, one writer said, we'd have in the next 12 months about 52 million additional people in America. They're talking about 11 million, the so-called DACA families or individuals, and the real number of that is between 22 and 30 million. And they're already looking at now hundreds of thousands that are waiting to come in at the invitation of Biden. So we're watching the overflow of America, which is going to absolutely destroy the future elections. And yet they say that if anybody says anything about the election being a fraud or a coup in any fashion, that the woke culture, the cancel culture, is the right arm, big text, the right arm, be used by Joe Biden, saying that we're the bad people, that we're the terrorists, domestic terrorists. In fact, I watched with sadness as Chris Ray was being interviewed by one of the Senate chair groups and committee groups, and he said that the greatest threat to America today is domestic terrorists. In fact, he said that the domestic terrorist today, and by the way, a domestic terrorist, if you want to know, happens to be you and me. If you're conservative, if you're a patriot, if you're an American, if you're a Christian, if you're against what is taking place, if you're against the LGBTQ sodomite agenda, if you're against the coup that just took place, the overthrow of President Trump, if you're against that, and if you're a Trump follower, then you're part of the domestic terrorist group. And I was saddened to hear the director of the FBI make that kind of asinine statement that is factually untrue, but yet it was made and a declaratory statement in that Senate hearing. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about watching these things take place today that is so antithetical to our culture that we have known so many years in America. And based on our Constitution, and especially with our Bill of Rights therein, of what we ought to be doing today. They have 6 different gun bills now and on the fast track to register guns, to confiscate weapons, and take weapons away from we, the people. Ladies and gentlemen, here's an article that says big tech censorship is finally coming down after the coming after the rest of us conservatives. article reads in part, Big Tech is now starting to label regular conservatives' viewpoint as false and using that as justification to censor and even permanently ban all of us. Further, the article states, do you see where this is leading? If you say capitalism leads to prosperity, that could be fact-checked as false because you can always find poor people. If you say Christianity saves lives, that could be fact-checked as false because some Christians were martyred for their faith. Conservative humor is also now being censored, merely for posting obvious satire. This writer says, I uploaded a meme to Instagram that asked, quote, why are mask wearers still complaining about non-mask wearers 6 months later? Shouldn't the non-mask wearers all be dead by now? End quote. Instagram sent me a warning and blocked out my meme, so you can only see it now by clicking on the little crossed out symbol on the front of it. Further, the article states Senator Ted Cruz realizes how dangerous censorship is. Big Tech says censorship is, quote, I think, the single greatest threat to free speech and democracy in our country today, according to Senator Ted Cruz. Quote, there are a handful of Silicon Valley billionaires who have amassed more power than ever seen before our information over the public square, over discourse, and Big Tech is brazen and is shamelessly silencing and censoring all we conservatives. Ladies and gentlemen, that's part of the cancel culture. That's part of the woke culture today that we're living in. And ladies and gentlemen, it is a fact that we are living in rapidly changing days in America. It's going to make a vast difference on the future of our great nation. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. And all that I've said, ladies and gentlemen, is a precursor to where we're going. Because all that I've said and all that we've watched taking place with all that we've seen in the past year in particular has simply been setting the stage for the ultimate coup of overthrowing our morals and our ethics and our values and destroying anything that's called the church and Christianity. Yes, that is on the fast track. Yes, that is the approach. Yes, that is what they're attempting to do and shall ultimately try to accomplish. I believe we have Danny on the line. Go over the question and comment, please.
Yes, good morning. I'd like to share some reality and some truth that I faced in my own life. 41 years ago, I was a whistleblower in Indiana on a national level scandal railroad. Back in 1980, they had the power to suppress the second largest newspaper in the state of Indiana that ran 5 days, Monday through Friday, railroad scandal, union extortion, racketeering. During that same time frame, now this is all God's hand working. Remember, God orchestrated all that I'm about to tell them. I placed Geraldo Rivera and 2020 on a Conrail freight train to expose this national scandal. I thought 2020 was the answer. 2020 was the means for them to manipulate the truth. Back in 1980, I was sold out, lost a 12.5-acre home, and the job for 4 years. I'm saying all of this to show your listeners that 41 years have come and gone, and the power they had back then is the ultimate power over America today. What greater show of power than to put an incompetent man in the office of the President of the United States of America to the world? That is power. Now, let's look at the power they're wielding again to suppress, to set up the Christian for annihilation. It's coming. It's here. And we have got to fight it. And the only way to fight it, believe it or not, is prayer and prayer alone. God will show his hand if we turn to him in prayer. Fill the churches. Fill the churches. Show your power in the church. Take the church back. Because that has been lost in that same 41 years. Take your schools back or pull your kids out and homeschool them. Create
Absolutely.
Christian children again.
Absolutely. Brother, you're right on target with what you're saying, and I believe that we need to recognize that the churches, the pastors, the Christians, in general. We're to be the salt and light in the world today. And we have failed to be salt and light. And the scripture says in Matthew, the 5th chapter, verse 15, 16, 17, if the salt had lost its savor, what has it benefited for it but to cast out and to be trodden underfoot? And he's talking about salt and light, i.e., the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we need to recognize what is taking place today. And as you said, I'm in full agreement. I'd rather see a child grow up to be, if this is, and this is probably putting it too bluntly, I'd rather see a child grow up to be a literal academic dummy than to see him put in the incubator of brainwashing in the public school system today, where it's going to destroy the morals and the ethics and the values and the future of that child for life. And I say to every parent, if you've got a child in that incubator that's called the public educational system, pull them out, as our caller just said. And we need to recognize that we're being silenced, and the silencing is on the fast track today. Danny, thank you so much for your call and for your input today, because you're exactly right. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to keep looking up, because our redemption draweth nigh. I believe I have Joseph on the line. Go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, Pastor, nobody has a monopoly on social values except the Holy Bible. We must push back legally. We need to promote Christian legal defense organizations. It's probably best if retired people and housewives are on the front lines, because they are going to go after you financially. And we need to make them pay. Make them pay if they cost people's jobs and houses. That's the only thing they're going to respect is brute force.
Brother, you're exactly right. Thank you so much for your input and your call. We need to take a stand, and that stand needs to be very firm and very clear that we're not going to tolerate this. We're not going to sit back and be silent. We need to stand up, speak up, be heard, and be seen, knowing that God is on our side. In fact, in the book of Nehemiah, the 4th chapter, the 20th verse, Nehemiah reminded his workers as they were building the wall around Jerusalem that our God shall fight for us. And I think we've forgotten that as Christians. God is still on the throne. God is not winked at sin. God is not on vacation. He's still in charge, and we need to call on him, bombarding the throne room of God, asking him to give us victory in these days that are rapidly approaching, where the church of the Lord Jesus Christ is about to be silenced. We're going to talk about that in a moment, about the Equality Act and what that will do in silencing the churches. I believe we have a call on the line. Go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood, I am in full agreement with all that you're saying. Thank God that there's a witness. But just as America down through the years have been toying with the enemy, and we have really reached a dangerous stage now, and as you have been saying, the blame, the bulk of the blame is to be laid squarely at the door of the church, the so-called church. The church had to be compromising, and in its position, and giving place to the enemy for us to reach where we have reached now. The church, as you say, it is just spiritual warfare. The enemy making it has seized the opportunity to, as it's in the Bible, so not to give any place. The enemy has in the open doors, the opportunities, and have made use of it. We have a puppet in the White House now, and as you said, the wolf or the snake culture are operating behind him and through him. He is just doing the bidding of and taking things where they wanted it to go. So as it is here now, as everyone have been saying, it's prayer. It's only God. We know he's still in charge, praise God. And his enemies has never won the battle, apart from where we have given place, the church, the so-called church. I'm thinking about believers who now are mega churches that have compromised their position and have sat aside and turned and blink at whatever was taking place and remained silent. And now we have the Methodist Church have now decided the time has come. It has been in years they have been thinking about where the bulk of the church, now great number in the church, want to go the LGBT way, want to bring the church, open the doors to take. And another such thing. So they have now come to divide. The time has come now where those who believe they cannot open the doors and destroy the gospel that we by turning aside from the Bible and God's word, they have to separate themselves. We are in big trouble. And as ever, we have all been saying his prayer, and continue to speak up and to stand up and be strong in the Lord. I think this is what we as believers, this is not time to become fearful or go into hiding, but as we have known it before. And the good thing is that our Lord, he told us, he warned us, he told us before, they hated him and they will hate us. And he told us that just as how it was in those days, Sodom and Gomorrah, the days of Noah and the flood, he said it will be like that in the end. So when we see these things, we know so the call, the challenge to believers now is really to be strong in the Lord and not to go into hiding or become fearful, because our God is in charge and he is a mighty, powerful God, and his enemies never, they have nothing over him. So thank God we have a blessed hope, something to hold on to, that our God is in charge. Praise
God.
That's
exactly right. Lily, you're exactly right, and I'm thankful for your insight on that and for your words of wisdom to our listening audience today. And so thank you so much for your call, Lily. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today that which is taking place out of Washington, and it is permeating our society, and that is simply the new woke standard in the cancel culture, and it is destroying our Bill of Rights, our First Amendment in particular. Daniel Horowitz said, in one of his articles, "For the first time in our lives, free speech is about to be criminalized." And he starts off by quoting James Madison. And James Madison said, "Our First Amendment freedoms give us the right to think what we like and say what we please. And if we, the people, are to govern ourselves, we must have these rights, even if they are misused by a minority." And then further, Daniel Horowitz says, "We never thought this day would arrive in America. Last year, we learned that they can shout COVID as an emergency and our life, liberty, and property disappear. They can shout racism and our inalienable rights to self-defense disappear. The last thing we had was the freedom to criticize what is even happening, even if there was nothing we could do about it. Now they can shout right-wing terrorism or right-wing conspiracy and say that freedoms of speech no longer applies," end quote. And ladies and gentlemen, that's exactly what we see taking place today. It is the move, and what I'm talking about is trying to get you to see the pieces of the puzzle that's falling into place for the ultimate goal of overthrowing our Bill of Rights, of overthrowing the constitutional republic that we're living in today. And ladies and gentlemen, lest we as Christians, lest we as conservatives and patriots, unless we stand up and speak up and be heard and be seen, it'll be too late to look back another year from now and saying, "Why didn't we stand up? Why didn't we do something?" I believe we have a caller on the line. Go over the question or comment, please.
Yeah, Dr. Youngblood, my name is Bob, and here's my solution to all of this. Back in 63, when they took the Bible out, and they took all the Ten Commandments, you take the Ten Commandments out of society, what are you going to get? You're going to get a criminal society. People don't seem to understand. I call a politician's office and explain it to them. Look, if you start having the children learn the Bible when they're growing up and it says, "Thou shalt not kill," what are you going to get when a kid grows up? Somebody just not killing and stealing. It's not rocket scientists to figure this one out. And for the people out there that I talk to that are lost and can't seem to understand that, I give them this example. The Arabs hate the Jews because as soon as they start coming out of the womb, they start teaching them that. So what do they get? They get Arabs to grow up and hate Jews, want to kill the Jews. So, you know, if they couldn't understand it one way, I explain it the other way. It all boils down to one thing. And I called the politician's office and they explained it. And they don't have no answer for that one whatsoever, because it's the truth. Thank you.
Thank you so much for your call. You're exactly right. In fact, we can go back and basically put it on a graph from 1960, 61, 62, 63 to the present time, and watch the fall of morals, ethics, and values in the culture, and watch the increase of ignorance about our constitutional republic in our public schools as they're being brainwashed to believe that America's bad, America's systemically racist, America's an evil, wicked country. And if that's the case, ladies and gentlemen, why do we have millions wanting to come into America, either legally or illegally? Why is that so if we're such a bad, bad racist, white supremacist nation? But ladies and gentlemen, one of the major tools that's being used today as we speak, the major tool, all of these other things are precursors. All of these things are the lockdowns. All of these things are the mask wearing. All of that which has taken place in the past year is simply the precursor. It's setting the stage to force the people in America to submit and to surrender our will and allow the federal government, which we the people are supposed to be in charge of, to allow them to dominate and to dictate how we're to live and what we're to do. Ladies and gentlemen, the Equality Act that is introduced the second time now in the House, it passed the House the second time. The Equality Act, House Bill 5, passed in March of 2019, and it went into the Senate. The Senate had 47 people sponsoring it and 47 senators. It languished there. It died. Joe Biden said the first thing that he was going to do, the priority, number one thing, going into office would be to revive the Equality Act or to do it by executive order or to have that legislation passed. Ladies and gentlemen, it just passed in the United States House of Representatives. It is now in the Senate, where it is now being debated. The Equality Act, ladies and gentlemen, it allows biological men to have access to women's and girls' sports and restrooms and showers and locker rooms and dressing rooms. It gives women shelters. It causes the women's shelters to be open to men coming in that are sexually dysphoric, believing somehow, some way they identify as a woman that day. Every female is in danger of molestation, of rape, and potential murder by the LGBTQ perverts in society if this bill passes. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm saying this passionately because I believe that everyone on the sound of my voice, we need to bombard the telephones and the emails of every senator, not just the Republican senators, not just the Democratic senators, but every senator in Washington needs to be told by we the people that we are against it. Do not pass the Equality Act. Pastors will be forced to officiate same-sex ceremonies. Churches will be forced to offer their buildings for LGBTQ groups to meet. If the church provides any space for any other community event in their facilities, they'll be forced to offer that to the LGBTQ sodomite agenda and those that are in that realm today. Ladies and gentlemen, if this passes, churches could be forced to host sodomite events like baby showers and lose the tax-exempt status for the operation of their church. Here's an article that says, the Equality Act is the greatest threat to religious freedom and freedom in our lifetime. We must stand against it, this writer says. And I'll read briefly a couple of paragraphs. Religious liberty in America, slowly eroding for years, now faces the greatest threat in this generation. The so-called Equality Act threatens the First Amendment and the freedom of religion on a scale that we haven't seen in American history. It forces churches and synagogues and other religious organizations like Christian colleges and universities to recognize and to receive gender identity and sexual orientation as legally protected classification of people, despite how those lifestyles might conflict with the deeply held religious beliefs of that organization. The passage of the Equality Act, H.R. 5, by the House of Representatives on February the 25th, inches the bill closer to becoming law, pending Senate approval and near certain signature of President Biden. It is the most dangerous piece of legislation in our lifetime as concerning religious liberties and the freedom of speech. And the article goes on and on with great detail. Here's another article that says, the title of it, the Equality Act is the first time in history that legislation would deny protection found in the Religious Foundation, Religious Freedom Restoration Act of 1993. The CJV letter includes the Equality Act has the potential to bring the United States centuries-long history of respecting and providing robust protection for our religious beliefs and liberties to an abrupt end and a halt in America. Ladies and gentlemen, the passage of the Equality Act is, without doubt, the most dangerous thing that's in the Beltway in Washington today. Yes, I am a gun advocate. I believe in the Second Amendment. But, ladies and gentlemen, notwithstanding the Second Amendment about to be eviscerated and destroyed, ladies and gentlemen, we need to understand that this bill, the Equality Act, is one of the major, major, major dangers that's looming over America today. And everything that we've seen in the past year is simply setting the stage. It is simply putting the props in place. It's putting the actors in position to do what this bill will do in and of itself, single-handedly. This bill will destroy our First Amendment rights. It will destroy our religious liberties and the freedom of speech if we're not very, very careful. And have you need to call the switchboard at the U.S. Senators, U.S. the Senate office. Call the switchboard and talk with any one of the senators you can get through to and say no, vote no on this House Bill 5, vote no on the Equality Act. Ladies and gentlemen, further talking about the Equality Act, some of the things that it will do, it's absolutely destructive. Churches will be forced to host these sodomite events. Churches and Christian colleges and universities will be forced to have LGBTQ agenda individuals for staff positions and give them access to our children's play areas and the children's rest areas and the bathrooms. Ladies and gentlemen, Christian colleges and Christian universities will lose their academic accreditation if they do not bow to the LGBTQ radical immoral agenda. Churches and Christians and daycares and Christian adoption agencies providing overnight trips with children, including sports trips. The leaders will not be allowed by federal law to separate the participants by gender. Any church, any pastor, any religious organization that prints, publishes, or distributes any material that is deemed to be against the LGBTQ agenda will be punished, persecuted, prosecuted, and fined or even jailed based on the Equality Act. Ladies and gentlemen, this act will destroy the First Amendment, the religious freedom, and the liberties that we have. It is now being looked at as being, we the people are hostile against anyone that says that this is what we need to do. We're looked at as the terrorists. We're looked at as the bad people. Ladies and gentlemen, it is spiritual warfare at the very height of that term, because it is against faith. It is against family. It's against our freedom. And we cannot sit and allow this to take place. Here's an article by Matt Staver. I'll read just the intro. U.S. House has passed the H.R. 5, intentionally misnamed the Equality Act, and he goes on to talk about the dangers and the damages that will take place as a result of it. And yet Jerry Nadler, Representative Nadler, says God's will is no concern to this Congress when one of the representatives stood and talked about the scripture and what God will think or say. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on this broadcast today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1/2 mile south of I-295, FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 9:45 p.m. for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study. Prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in the same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard in its entirety 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM and 93.3 HD3. You're also invited to tune in Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. on Talk 100.3 for expository preaching. Tune in and invite others to listen.